Miles, look at the cake that I got from my friend Mona's retirement party.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's plaster of Paris.
Why would anyone buy a fake cake?
Well, because, you know, I'm going to take it out of the box. They're all going to ooh and ah and then say, not for me, I'm on a diet. This way, I can use it again. Plus, I can carry it on the bus like this.
Is Mona excited about her retirement?
Oh, I'm sure she's thrilled after all those years killing herself, working as a nanny. Believe me, there's a lot of pressure being responsible for the lives of other people's children.
Friend, where's Brighton?
I don't know.
Oh, you do know there's a piece broken off the side.
Oh, I know. I had it at my mother's not 10 minutes. She said it's dry, but if you dunk it in Sanka, it's delish.
Niles, I seem to be fresh out of clean handkerchiefs again. Oh.
You know, Mr. Sheffield, my mother has a cold remedy that never fails. Niles, next time you cut up a chicken, save the feet.
Actually, I'm beginning to feel a lot better.
See? Never fails.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan.
The flashy girl from Flushing.
The nanny named Fran.
For me.
I can't, I'm on a diet.
Oh, you girls have such great willpower. Well, if you're not gonna eat it, neither will I. So, Annie, tell me, what did you get Mona for her retirement present?
Well, you know how much she loves Vicky Carr.
Yeah?
I got her the new CD.
Oh, you know, someone already gave her that. Aww. You better take it back.
Thanks, Fran.
Here she comes. Here she comes. Ah!
Happy retirement!
Happy congratulations!
Oh, shut up. You give somebody's kid the best years of your life, and what do you get? A pat on the back and a couple of stinking Vicky Carr CDs.
Mona, did you switch perfumes? I think this is a little too woodsy.
It's not perfume. The boss is turning my room into a cedar closet.
Cheer up, Mona. Think about the big party your boss is making for you at the Waldorf on Saturday night.
Oh, that reminds me. Who's taping Dr. Quinn?
Meanwhile, when the party's over, he goes home to Fifth Avenue. And I move into a dump in Queens and say goodbye to little Skippy forever.
Oh, now, Mona. Little Skippy's doing his residency at New York Hospital. I think that you've milked this nanny routine long enough.
When I started this job, I was 29. Gorgeous. A figure like you. Look what happens after 20 years of eating all that rich food his butler makes. Don't you worry. Me and you are nothing alike. I mean, you chose to be a nanny. I just fell into it when my fiancé dumped me.
Fran, that's exactly what happened.
Thank you, Lupe. Mona is right. We're nothing alike.
Hey, Mara, score that pole!
Well, wait a minute here. We're not alike because I've got a skill that I can fall back on.
That's what I thought. See, I was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. So my boyfriend kicked me out in one of those crushing...
Stop it, Mona!
Oh, I'm so depressed. Give me that cake.
Oh, whoopsie! I dropped it.
It It's still good.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's got dirt all over it.
Plaster of Paris. I used to do that. It's a hell of a lot easier to carry on the bus, huh, Fran?
Come on, Niles. Tell me what Maxwell's getting me for my birthday. I'll give you $50.
No. But if you tell me your age, I'll tell you.
All right, 75.
There, that wasn't so hard to admit now, was it?
Nanny, fine. How sweet. That's for my birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mona?
Mona's your Hebrew name.
So how was the park? Was Mona surprised?
No, but I was. You know, Niles, being a nanny is a thankless job. I mean, I'm history the minute Gracie starts shaving her pits.
Feeling a tad insecure about our future?
Actually, I'm not the least bit concerned about yours. I mean, as long as you can put a tea bag in a cup of water, you got a career. Meanwhile, I'm out of here as soon as the last kid graduates.
Book I have to study.
No, honey, but who cares, really? So what have you got left back? What's your rush? Look, second grade could be the best 4 years of your life. Go, watch cartoons. Oh, wait. All right, go ahead.
Hubba, hubba. Are you sure you want to waste that on a nanny retirement party?
No, Niles. Mona is one of my closest friends. I want to look nice for her.
Cardiologist convention in the next ballroom?
Yeah.
Niles, do you have my cold medicine?
Yes, here you are, sir.
All right, you don't have to watch me. I'll take it. I'm an adult.
Yes, I mixed in the honey.
Oh. All right, then, carry on. Oh, Miss, fine. I thought the PTA meeting was next week.
Don't be ridiculous. I can't sit in this.
Well, have a wonderful time at the party tonight, Miss Fine.
You.
As a matter of fact, why don't you take tomorrow off? You deserve it. You've been doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Sheffield.
Gee, whatever you're taking, keep taking it. Oh.
Mona, wow!
You like? Labels for less. I think it's Yves Saint Bernard. So guess what? I don't have to go back to Queens.
Your boss said he can't let you go because he realized that the reason why he never remarried was because he was in love with you all these years?
No. I'm moving to Florida.
Oh.
I'm gonna live with my mother.
Oh.
I don't mind sharing a sofa bed with my grandma. It's 100 this year, you believe it?
Your mother and your grandmother. Better.
Yeah. Grandma doesn't take up much space, and she can't roll over. So I just have to get used to sleeping on a plastic liner.
Well, you know, it's so much easier doing laundry when you can use a bottle of 409 and a sponge.
Let's go, gorgeous. The boss gave me the limo, and the bar is stocked.
Oh, Mona, you know I can't drink. One zip of Manischewitz at Passover, and I'm humming the Jeopardy theme during the four questions.
Oh, I never used to drink either, honey, but wait till the first time the boss tells you, take the day off. You're doing a great job.
Why?
It's the beginning of the end, honey. It means they don't need you anymore.
Well, maybe just one pink squirrel. Gee, I don't know what they'd put in a pink squirrel, but I don't know how squirrels hold onto their nuts. Doing good. Doing good. Doing good. Doing bad. Doing bad. Doing bad. Oh, I knew I had a door. Doing good again. She works hard for the money. So hard for the money. She works hard for the money, but she never treat her right. She works hard for the money. That she works hard for them, but she never treated her wrong. Oh, my God. I better color my hair. I better get rid of some of those pantsuits. Damn, Manny Hall. Oh, I'll take my makeup off in the morning.
Oh, what are you doing here? The sun is up.
Niles, just give it a rest. Today is my birthday. You're not gonna get my goat.
Why did you two get engaged?
Niles, just shut up. How's Maxwell? Is he feeling any better?
Well, I think so, yes. He took a wonderful Jewish remedy last night.
I wish there was something I could do for him.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, Miss Babcock, but Mr. Sheffield is waiting, and you know how much better he feels and how happy he is when someone brings him his tray.
Oh, let me do it! Let me do it!
Oh, no, 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 Miss Babcock, I couldn't.
Oh, just give me the stupid tray!
Oh, no. Now, you really shouldn't be in his room.
Why?
Oh, my birthday present's up there, isn't it?
I'm right, aren't I?
Oh, you know me like a book.
Oh, Maxwell.
Cece, what the devil are you doing in here?
What am I doing here? What is she doing here?
Oh. Miss Fine!
Oh, I'm having that dream again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Would you all kindly get out of my room?
Happy birthday, Miss Babcock.
Miss Fine, there has to be a perfectly rational explanation to all this, but with you, that's so rarely the case. What?
No, nothing. It's just that you could use a tic-tac or something.
How the devil did you get in here in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. I must have gotten a little schnockered at the nanny party.
What's your excuse?
Well, I did take a lot of cold medicine last night. Yeah. I don't need an excuse. It's my bloody room. Schnockered? I thought you didn't drink.
Look, I'm a grown woman. I can have a lousy pink drink if I want one. I'm going through a personal crisis. Meanwhile, these sheets are gorgeous. Enough Niles has to iron them?
It's fine. Focus.
Don't tell me to focus. You're going to turn my room into a cedar closet while I rot in Florida curled up next to Grandma Yetter on sheets designed by Rubbermaid.
You should come with a bloody owner's manual. You know that?
I've given you the best years of my life, and this is what you do to me?
I haven't done anything to you. Did I? Oh, God, did we? Oh, what am I talking about? If we did, I think I would remember.
You bet you would.
Miss Fine!
Now, don't panic. I know nothing happened. I can guarantee it, because my ears don't itch. There, okay?
All right, just because I'm desperate, I'm going to ask you. What do your ears have to do with anything?
Well, I can't really explain it. All I know is that the next day, my ears always itch. Oh, what? Like you don't have a thing?
Well, all right, I sing.
Any particular song, or do you just scat?
Georgie Girl.
Kidding. Dude, I've been working here for 2 years. I never once heard you sing. Great Stones.
God, Niles, it was so embarrassing having Miss Babcock come into my room when she did.
Oh, yes, I know. If only I'd been there to stop her. I could just kick myself.
It's not your fault, old man. You know, the worst part of it was her birthday and no one remembered.
Oh, I did, sir.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Did you get her something?
Gave it to her this morning.
You know, Niles, I had forgotten what it was like to wake up in the morning with your bed smelling of perfume.
Oh, I hear you, sir.
I just wonder what's troubling Miss Fine. What am I wondering for? I'm standing here with Liz Smith. I resent that, sir.
But according to my sources, Miss Fine is feeling a little insecure about the future.
Oh, aren't we all? Perhaps she should use a little less of that bloody aerosol hairspray.
No, not the future of the world, sir. She's concerned about the golden years.
Oh, no, have they cancelled her favourite TV show?
Oh, please, sir, work with me. What's to become of Miss Fine when her services here are no longer required?
Oh, you're talking about after the children are grown, aren't you, Niles?
Always one step ahead of me, sir.
Well, you know, I can't be a nanny forever. I have to have something to fall back on. And it says here, if you can draw Blinky, you too can have a lucrative career in animation.
This doesn't look anything like Blinky. Hey, maybe you could try driving the big rigs on the other side of the matchbook.
Oh, Shanna. Go get me some tracing paper.
Hi, doll.
Oh, Mona. What are you so dressed up for? Oh, don't tell me it's a holy day and I didn't go to temple. Now God's gonna punish me and there goes my career in animation.
No, no, Franny. I'm getting married.
Oh, Mona! Waiter last night that gave you the two end cuts. Because, you know, he left with the Yorkshire pudding guy arm in arm.
No. It's my boss. We were saying goodnight at the Waldorf, and he asked me to come back to the house, and I thought, what, I forget to clean my drain? No. No. He had something to give me. Look.
Oh, Mona! It's gorgeous! Oh, I'm so happy for you. No one deserves it more than you. Meanwhile, do you think this looks like Blinky? Yeah.
Honey, I gotta go. He chartered a plane.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, yeah? You know that cedar closet?
Yeah.
Turns out it was for me. For me. Oh. For me.
Miss Fine.
what?
Miss Fine, please sit down.
Look, if it's about my lipstick on your pillow, Shams, don't lose any sleep over it. It's never coming out.
No, Miss Fine, when I first hired you, I thought I was just getting a nanny. But, well, you've turned out to be so much more.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Sheffield, what's this all about?
Well, I don't want you to think this job is going nowhere and that when the children are grown, you'll be all alone. I want to take care of you for the rest of your life.
Oh, can I just call my mother? Oh, wait. I'll fill her in.
Miss Fine, there's something I want to give you.
Oh, wait a sec. Go ahead.
It would give me great pleasure if you would...
Yeah?
Let me buy you a condominium. For your retirement.
A condo? That's what you want to give me for my future? I'll tell you, I have never been so... Would it include carpet and plantation shutters?
No, of course.
Pets okay? Because I'd probably want a cat.
Whatever you want. So, happy?
Yeah.
Boy, this is going to take forever.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, by the way, I'm sorry about last night.
Oh, Miss Fine, don't you worry about that. I think we should put that whole incident behind us. And after all, nothing happened, right?
Right.
Hey there, Georgie girl, walking down the street so...